Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, Voice Tubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Have you ever been in a situation where you have so much passion and motivation at first while doing something, but through some time, they just disappear? You've achieved nothing and you are back to square one. Must be terrible, right? Well, today's video will teach you some ways that can help you keep yourself going, and today's sentence is one of them. Then, let's take a look at it right away. To figure out what to place there, you should make a list of what you need to accomplish your goal. You might come to realize that if you set the pieces up, you are more likely to follow through.
接下来我们进入到发音的部分。首先呢，先来看看今天的句子可以连音的地方有哪些吧。第一个可以连音的部分呢，是 make 跟 a， 可以做连音，念作 make。再来呢，是后面的 list 跟 of， 也可以做连音，念作 list of。 最后一个可以连音的部分是 pieces 跟 up， 可以做连音，念作 pieces up。 再来可以注意的发音单字呢，是 through 这个单字。这个单字中呢， th 是发的音，这个音呢就是把你的舌头放在你的牙齿中间就可以发出来咯。接下来呢，后面的 O-U-G-H 发作长音的 U， 整个单字念作 through。 看完发音，我们来看看今天要介绍的三个单字。第一个单字呢为 accomplish， accomplish 呢是动词，意思是完成、实现。那它的相似词有 achieve， 例如你要说任务完成，就可以说 mission accomplished。那这个字的名词形态也是蛮常见的， accomplishment 意思就是成就。例如你要说我很有成就感耶，那个成就感呢就是 a sense of accomplishment。 那我们来看看有关 accomplish 的例句吧。 It only took her 3 days to accomplish this tough task， 她只花了3天的时间就完成了这项棘手的任务。第二个要介绍的单字呢是 realize， realize 是动词，意思是明白、意识到。这个单字的后面常常会加 that 子句或是疑问词。那有哪些疑问词呢？比如说像是 how、 what、 why 或是 who。 For example, he realized that it was a great chance for him to show his talent。他意识到这是他一展长才的大好机会。那如果你要说你明白了某事，你可以直接说 realize something， 因为 realize 这个单字呢，它后面是不需要加任何介系词的哦。For example, Sally soon realized her mistakes and tried to fix them。 Sally 很快就意识到错误，并试着修正它们。最后一个要注意的是呢， realize 这个单字它一般是不会用于进行式的哦，所以呢，大家如果要再用这个字造句的话要特别注意。进入到我们今天的最后一个单字咯，最后一个单字是 likely， 它做形容词的时候意思是很有可能的。那我们常常会用的用法是 be likely to do something or be likely to be something。 For instanceSeeing those dark clouds in the sky, I think it's likely to rain this afternoon.
在看见乌云密布的天空之后，我觉得今天下午很有可能会下雨。那 likely 这个字除了做形容词之外，也可以做副词。那做副词的时候，意思就等同于 probably， 可能的。For example, the singer announced that she would likely release her album at the end of the year.
这位歌手宣布她可能会在年底发布新专辑。 那大家来猜猜看 likely 的相反词是哪个字呢？没错，就是在字首加上 un， unlikely 的意思呢，就是不太可能发生的。那我们来看看例句。 It's most unlikely that I will arrive on time because of the traffic jam. 因为塞车，所以我不太可能会准时到了。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you find today's video helpful. If you tend to give up halfway easily, then why not try out those ways mentioned in the video? Maybe they will help you achieve your goal. Or if you have other tips to motivate yourself, you can also share them with us by commenting below. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and see you next time!